guys. Welcome back.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
So we're back again this week after a short hiatus, and we're going to do something a little different.
Yeah, we came up with a really cool resource about how you can go into the parks and recreate responsibly. I mean, there's a ton of new people out there enjoying the parks, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah, we love it.
I love that we're able to get more people involved in the outdoors and stuff, but I think a lot of them aren't paying attention to some things that a lot of people just take for granted that everybody knows.
Yeah, definitely. So that kind of leads us into recreating responsibly and kind of talking about what that means to everybody.
Well, what does it mean to you, Randy, recreating responsibly?
Yeah, so it's kind of a buzzword, I think. And we've definitely turned it into kind of a concept that you can go into the parks and treat them well and leave them how you found them and enjoy them without disturbing the ecosystems, the landscapes, the wildlife, all of the things that are there before we get there.
Right, and I agree, and I think everything Randy said is spot on. And I'd like to add that recreating responsibly is also about paying attention to the space of other park visitors and not stomping all over their experience as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, really, that ensures that we can keep the parks running well for you guys and that they're open for a long time to come for your kids and grandkids and everybody in the future.
So. Right. So we're kind of putting together what would we call it? Minisodes?
Oh, I like, yes. They're minisodes.
Right. So a series of minisodes that kind of explain this really cool resource that we put together at azstateparks.com/recreateresponsibly.
How many minisodes will there be?
I don't know. We could probably break it up into three of them, I guess.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
So what's our first one?
I think, leaving a light footprint might, the actual act of leaving a light footprint might be misconstrued to some people. I mean, it's really kind of a simple concept.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a pretty easy concept that leaving a light footprint just means that you're kind of keeping track of what you're doing while you're in the parks and not disturbing the land too much. And a great way you can do that is to camp and hike in small groups. I mean, we're seeing smaller groups anyway because of COVID and kind of keeping our distance and things like that. But do you want to go a little bit more into that?
Yeah, I mean, a light footprint could also mean, well, I've got kids, okay? I've got a bunch of them. And we go camping, and it's not necessarily leaving a light footprint if I'm letting them rip down branches from trees or dig holes all over the campsite. We want, after we're done camping there and enjoying the natural beauty of that area, we want the next person or next group of people to be able to enjoy the same experience we had without experiencing anything that we have changed about that environment.
Right. So just making sure that you kind of leave it how you found it and you make sure that it's just as good for the next people that come along as it was for you.
Right. Yeah. And then, let's say, for instance, you're hiking down a trail. Okay. Maybe it's rained
a
little
bit. Take me on a journey, Neil.
Okay, cool. We're hiking down a trail and it's rained a little bit and you see a puddle or some deep mud up ahead. Well, if you go around it, you're not going to leave giant footprints in there. It's going to dry and it's going to look more natural than if it would if you and your group kind of hiked through it and tore the whole area up.
Right. So that's a literal footprint.
It is.
It's
yeah. I kind of wanted
footprint.
To tie it together like that.
Yeah.
You know, just honestly, guys, a light footprint means just leave as little evidence as possible that you were even there. And it's still so easy to have a great time enjoying Arizona's beautiful places with leaving a light footprint.
Definitely. And I think that's a concept that Bigfoot really understands, because how often do you find a Bigfoot footprint in the mud?
Well,
I mean, they're pretty careful about it, aren't they?
They are pretty careful about it. And I personally have never seen a Bigfoot footprint. They are the reigning hide and seek and light footprint champion of the world.
Yes. So you want to be the Bigfoot of your campsite.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. Let's leave it at that and jump to the next one.
Yeah, let's do it. So the next one is think ahead. So that can mean a lot of things, from being prepared, like you can check out our camping checklist at azstateparks.com/camping checklist with your supplies, with your plan, things like that, to, I mean, just making sure you know where you're going and how you're going to do it.
Okay, and part of planning ahead is, it's simple. It sounds simple, but check the weather. You want to know, okay, well, are you going to be in a situation where you're going to run into storms and you can either try to have that trip another time, or you can tough it out and bring the appropriate clothing. You can check to see if it's going to be hot, if it's going to be cold. You need to bring the right clothing in order to have the best experience possible.
Yeah, definitely. And that can include minimizing your waste by bringing, reusable water bottles, things like that. When you're going out and you need plenty of water, you can bring something reusable so that you don't have to worry about throwing it out or finding a trash can along the way.
Right, and then pay attention to your specific skill set. Everybody's different. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew and get in a situation where there's help required to potentially get you out of there.
Yeah, because that's definitely a way to minimize impact is reducing that, the helicopter rescues, the rangers that are taking the trail when they don't need to, things like that. So if you can kind of keep track of your own limits and make sure that you're doing what you're capable of, I mean, no pride required.
That's true. And especially right now, it's important to ensure that the people around you that aren't necessarily in your group have a good experience. And that's going to come with respecting their right to socially distance. Let's take it back to the trail, okay?
All right, let's go back to the trail, Neil.
You're hiking down the trail.
You see Bigfoot, what do you do?
Well, I'd probably cry. But, I don't know what most people would do. I'd be like freaked out. But so you're hiking down a trail, nobody's been around for a little bit, you see a group coming. Have a mask with you, maybe throw it on, keep hiking, or step off the trail. We never said that it's not okay to just take a step off the trail.
Right.
Just make sure you're not trampling over anything and let them through, then go on your way. It really is that easy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whatever you need to do to kind of respect the people around you and do what you need to do to not, like you said, trample on their good time too. So just step off the trail, give them a little space.
Right. So, I mean, today we've covered two of these concepts, the light foot, leaving a light footprint and thinking ahead. And I think that's a good place to stop on the mini-sode because, I mean, we've got like five or six other ones that we still want to talk about.
And I guarantee Bigfoot will show up in all of them. Well, just a glimpse.
Well, he is
Just a
now since
glimpse.
you introduced him to the
Well, I don't know if
podcast.
you know this, me and Bigfoot are close personal friends. So I have a pretty good idea of his strategy, so I can share that with you.
I thought
His
you guys,
light footprint strategy.
Since you brought it up, I thought the two of you might even be related.
You know what? I take a tiny bit of offense to that, but I don't mind it. Bigfoot is a good person.
Yes.
So
seems cool.
yes. So we'll make sure he makes an appearance, even if you don't catch it.
right and then just go to azstateparks.com/recreateresponsibly and you can get a preview of some of the things we're going to talk about in the next coming weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
and then we also wanted to
Oh, we've got some exciting things to
yeah
share
we wanted to
today.
leave you with something really cool.
Yeah, so we started this little group on Facebook that we're really, me and Neil at least, are really enjoying kind of getting to talk with you guys and have those fun conversations kind of directly instead of through our Facebook page or just kind of one-sided on the podcast. So facebook.com/groups/exploreazstateparks, and you can find it linked on our Facebook page too.
Yeah, I just found it by typing Explore AZ and it came up.
Yeah, so there's a couple
Yeah.
different, that's a pretty common name. So just make sure that you're in the one that AZ State Parks is connected to.
Right. And this is just a place where you can go in and share your state park experiences. If you had a really cool hike and you want to share it with the community, share tips and hacks of camping, fishing, anything outdoor recreation related. We'd love for you to share your story on there.
Yeah, me and Neil are pretty active on there. We manage the Arizona State Parks page, so the official page is always responding back to things and liking things, and me and Neil are sharing our experiences personally too. So it's been a really good time for us, and I think that the people who are on there and active are having a good time too. And we'd love for you to join this little community because we'd love to do meetups sometime in the future when that's available and just connect with you guys more directly.
Yep, and really it's just kind of a laid back place to share your experiences. So we hope to see you on there.
All right. Well, I think that's it for the episode. Do you have anything else to share?
I don't. I'm looking forward to doing these next couple because I think there's a lot of really cool information.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you for the next mini.
See ya.